7.7.
Now it's time for our regular Wednesday afternoon spot about words and their origins. And I have with me, as usual, our English language expert, Sally Davis. So, what are the three words you are going to tell us about today, Sally?
Hello, John. My three words today are ketchup, orange, that's the fruit, the colour came later, and tennis.
Let's start with ketchup, then.
Yes. Well, the Chinese invented a sauce called ketsiap, spelt K-E-T-S-I-A-P, in the 1690s. It was made from fish and spices, but absolutely no tomatoes. By the early 18th century, its popularity had spread to Malaysia, and this is where British explorers first found it, and obviously really liked it. By 1740, the sauce was part of the English diet. People were eating a lot of it, and it was also becoming popular in the American colonies. And they renamed the sauce ketchup because it was a bit easier for the English to pronounce. Then, about 50 years later, in 1790, some American colonists in New England mixed tomatoes into the sauce, and it became known as tomato ketchup.
So it is American after all.
Well, tomato ketchup is.
So, tell us about orange.
Well, it's very interesting that neither orange in English nor naranja in Spanish or arancia in Italian come from the Latin word for orange, which was citrus aurantium. Instead, they all come from the ancient Sanskrit word naranga. There's also an interesting story about where this word naranga comes from. It's said that it comes from nagaranga, which literally means poison for elephants.
Poison for elephants?
Yes. Apparently, one day in around the 7th or 8th century BC, an elephant was passing through the forest when he found a tree which he had never seen before. This tree was full of beautiful, tempting oranges. As a result, the elephant ate so many that he died. Many years later, a man came to the same spot and noticed the remains of the elephant with some orange trees growing from what had been its stomach. The man then exclaimed, "These fruit are nagaranga, that is, poison for elephants."
So, is this true?
Well, I don't know, but it's a nice story.
And finally, our last word is tennis.
This is my favourite one, and it shows that the English have always had their own special way of pronouncing foreign languages. Tennis is a sport which first developed in France. The name was originally tenez, which is from the French verb tenir, which means, in this case, something like, "Here you are." Players used to say tenez when they hit the ball, meaning something like, "There, try to get this one." But the sport lost popularity in France and gained popularity in England at the same time. So English people were still using the word tenez each time they hit the ball, but they were saying it with the English accent, which sounded more like tennis, and eventually it took this new spelling. Then the sport gained popularity worldwide and was taken up by many nationalities, including the French, but they now had to call it le tennis.
Fascinating. Well, thank you very much for those three words, Sally, and we look forward to next week's programme.